It's early Sunday morning. Parshas Hazinu, Shabbos and Yetz Hashem will be Parshas Hazinu, and Thursday and Friday will be Rosh Hashanah. My sense tells me that this is a very, very, very goyroliotic week. Matzav in the world at the moment is a very, very difficult matzav for Klal Yisrael, and who knows the sakonas and the issues that are sort of cooking and boiling all over the world. It's a time of very, very great worry, and a time where one has to have bitachon in the Ribbono Shel Olam that things should work out well. Who knows what the Ribbono Shel Olam has in mind for us in a week in which Rosh Hashanah moves straight into Hazinu. Rosh Hashanah is going to be Thursday and Friday, and then comes Shabbos Parshas Hazinu. It's obviously not a coincidence that Dafka this year, this is how it is. Just want to share with you what I think is being implied over here. Whether that is the reason, of course, I don't know. But it's something we have to think about, these things. It's a very, very difficult period for Klal Yisrael. It really is a very, very difficult period for Klal Yisrael. We need so much chesed and so much siyata d'shmaya from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hazinu, the Torah says in Vayelech that Hazinu is an aid. V'ho yukusim tse'ena oisai roes rabois v'tzorois v'onso hashiru hazois lefonav le'aid ki loisi shokach mipi zaroi, and so on. So Shiras Hazinu is an aid, and Rashi says that what does it mean that it's an aid? Interestingly enough, many different mafoshim try their hands at this. Rashi says over here, "Va'onzer Hashira Azos Lefonav Le'aid Sheisreisi Boy B'Soicho Al Kol HaMoitzos Aisayim." It's an aid. Shiras Hazinu will sort of justify me. The Rabbi Nisham says, "I warned you. I warned you. I warned you. I warned you. When terrible things for Lila happen, you should know it wasn't without a hasfor." There are other ways of learning this le'ed. For example, the Sfas Emes, and it's a very, very, like when I was learning Hazinu, and I came across the Sfas Emes, and especially in the Ksovim of Rabbi Gedalia Shoseir and Tzadik Levracha, it's like I locked into this idea that he learns that the edus of Hazinu, the edus of Hazinu is that even the most terrible times that pass over us are also for the good. That is what the lesson of Hazinu is. And Gedal Yeshua says it in this Moyodika pshat over here. Ru'u ato, all the way at the end of Hazinu, Posuk Lamates. Ru'u ato ki ani ani hu. Ve'ein Elokim imodi, ani omis v'achayeh, mochatzti v'ani erpo, and so on. So what does it mean? Ru'u ato ki ani, ani hu. So I think I've mentioned it in earlier shiurim. It's such a terrific, like I don't think he meant it as pshuta shel mikro, but the remez is unmistakable. It says that what does it mean, ani, ani hu? That even when I relate to you in a way which you experience as who in the third person, that means the Ribbono Shel Olam is not opposite me. Second person is when Reuven and Shimon are standing opposite each other, and Reuven talks to Shimon and Shimon talks to Reuven, the communication is direct. The third person is when the person we're talking about is not here. So sometimes it looks as though the Ribbono Shel Olam is not interested in us anymore. He's not here. He is a who. He's a he. He's not a you. And what the Pasuk, what Hazinu is telling us over here, is Ru'u Ato. That's something that you can see now, when Mirtz Hashem, the time comes for Achdus Hayomim, it's something that we will be able to see with our eyes. Ru'u Ato, ki ani, ani hu. That I am that who. That means that when you experience me as who, you experience me as being far away from you and not caring about you, you should know that it's ani. that everything that happens is ani, 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 ani. The Ribbono Shel Olam and Klal Yisrael. And that is really the message of Hazino. B'hanchei l'elyon goyim b'hafrido b'nei Adam yatzev gebulos amim l'mespa b'nei Yisrael ki chelek Hashem amo Yaakov chevel nachaloso yimtzoeyu b'eretz midbo v'sohu yilel yishimon. What's going on over here? That the number of the nations, 70, is the mispah of the people in Klal Yisrael. I've talked about that also in earlier shiurim on Hazino. That the word is like this, that by the Ummus HaOlam, each nation defines itself as a nation by the real estate which it occupies and so on. But in Klal Yisrael, that 70 is reflected in 70 people. That within Klal Yisrael, all that which the nations famog in their existence in this country, in this country, in this country, in this country, l'mispa b'nei Yisrael, it's the mispa b'nei Yisrael, 70 is the mispa of Shleimus, and by b'nei Yisrael, that is each individual person, shivim nefesh. And mimela, that's the pshat in the psukim over there in Hazino. V'hanchel elyon goyim v'afrido b'nei Adam yatzev gevulos amim l'mispa b'nei Yisrael, we explained that just now, ki chelek Hashem amo Yaakov chevel nachaloso araya yimtzu'eyu be'eretz midbar. The nations received their identity only when they had the land of their own. What made them into a nation? What made them into a nation was that they occupied that place and they built themselves up into a nation there. Klal Yisrael became a nation by midbar. Yimtzu'eyu be'eretz midbar v'sohu yilel yishimon. That's where the Rabban Shom found us. Yimtzu'eyu be'eretz midbar. There's nothing which defined us as a nation, only that the Rabban Shom took us. The Rabban Shom took us as a nation. And that was confirmed later on when Yitzchok and Esav, when Yaakov and Esav made the deal in Rivka's womb. So, what did they say? They were fighting al nachal shnei olamot. So the pshara was that Esav would take olam hazeh and Yaakov would take olam haba. What does it mean that Yaakov takes olam haba? It means that Yaakov belongs to the elyonim. He's the chelek of the Ribbono Shel Olam. He doesn't live in this world. The conditions of his life are not in this world, because in this world the midbar is not a place where you can grow into a nation. And it's only if yimtzoehu be'eretz midbar, the Ribbono Shel Olam found us there. This is it. You are my people. And Mimele, we're special. And Mimele, everything that happens is the ani. There's never a who. If we're the chelek Hashem, nochamol yimtzu'eyu be'eretz midbar v'soyu yilel yishimon. Why? Because v'hanchel elyon goyim v'afrido v'nei adam yatzev gevulos amim l'yishon yisrael ki chelek Hashem amo. If we are the chelek Hashem, so there is never a point where there's a who. There's always the ani. Ki ani, ani hu. And that is what Parshas Hasino, according to the Sfas Emes at least, I mean, it's no stira to what Rashi says, but the different ways of looking at the Eidus of Hazino, and those different ways of looking at the Eidus of Hazino bring out this Nekuda also. They bring out this Nekuda that the when the Ribbono Shel Olam seems far away, and in Matzovim like now, where we're so trembling, what's Tutzach in the world? What is going on? So that who is really an ani, that is what we're going to be zoicha to learn on Shabbos Parshas Hazino, which comes immediately after Rosh Hashanah. And truth is that is also, we'll see in Yitz Hashem, that is also a Rosh Hashanah Dikasugyam. It's a Rosh Hashanah Dikasugyam. It's a Mishonah Dikasach. The Avodas Hayom of Rosh Hashanah is Malchios, Imgulofon and Malchios, Kedei Shetam Lichuni Aleichem. So, you know, these few words in the Gemara, each word is very mashmauti. What does it mean? Imu lefonai malchiyos kidei shetamlichuni aleichem. Rav Huttner points that out. What do you mean? Imu lefonai malchiyos, that's some. Yeah? But as a result of that, you're going to be mamlech me. What does that mean? Isn't that a hamlocha? Imu lefonai malchiyos, what, he's supposed to rattle down the words and not mean anything? Isn't the imu lefonai malchiyos itself the hamlocha? L'choyim, that's the hamlocha. So what does it be b'chdei shetamlichuni aleichem? What does the Gemara mean? The Teretz is that what it means is that Futnes Masbir, you can find a Talmud who goes to the Rebbe and he says, I want to be your Eved. Why do I want to be your Eved? Because I want to serve you. I see nothing greater in this world than serving you. So please make me your Eved and then I'll be able to serve you. Then there's another way of saying it. Another way of saying is, allow me to serve you, because if I'm serving you, I am becoming your Eved, and I want to be your Eved. I want that my Metzius should be defined by being your Eved. And that is what the Gemara is saying. Imu lefonai malchiyos, kidei shetamlichuni aleichem. Be mekabel the avoider of the Rebbeinu Shalom. You know why? Because if you're mekabel the avoider of the Rebbeinu Shalom, so then you will have been zoche to become the Rebbeinu Shalom's Eved. And that is what Rosh Hashanah is. And that is what Rosh Hashanah wants. Rosh Hashanah wants that we should be his avodim. Kadesh Tamlichuni Aleichem means the hamlocha is the result. I want to be called an Eved to Hashem. Why do I want to be called an Eved to Hashem? Because what is an Eved? It's somebody whose entire life is defined in reference to his Odin. That's what the Pshat is, and that's what an Eved is. An Eved is nothing for himself. His whole Avdus, his whole Metzius, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said Avdus, his whole Metzius is oriented towards the Odin. The Odin wants me to do this, the Odin orders me to do this. My life is the Odin's life. Masha kona Eved, kona Rabbi, v'Eved Knani. So that is what Avdus is, and I want to be somebody whose entire life is the Rebbeinu Shalom's. That is the goal, and that is the aim on Rosh Hashanah. Imu lefonai malchiyos kidei shetamlichuni aleichem. See, what are the implications of this, of our being an Eved to the Rebbeinu Shalom? I mean, the big implication in the context that we've been talking now is, of course, the Hazino, ki ani, ani, hu. That there's never anything who, there's only ani. There's only ani, 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 there's never who. Because the Eved Kilu is the extension of the Odin. The Eved expresses the Odin's wishes. The Eved is the physical form of the Ritzainas of the Rebbeinu Shalom. That is what an Eved is. If I am somebody's Eved, then if I'm a good Eved and I'm the kind of Eved that I'm supposed to be, that means that every tenua, everything that I do expresses the Rebbeinu the Odin's Ritzain, which is what we ought to be. The Be'emes is that this is also a Shabbistic sugya, and that is what I meant before when I said that this is a very special week where Rosh Hashanah, Thursday and Friday, moves straight into Shabbos, and not Stam Shabbos, but Shabbos Hazino, because Stam Shabbos is also Hazino. What do I mean by that? I mean by that the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Gemara in Rosh Hashanah quoted that Gemara a lot of times by the Shir Shel Yom. So the Gemara Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, the Gemara goes through what you say on Sunday, what you say on Monday, and so on and so forth. Then it gets to Shabbos. B'Shabbos B'Shvi Ho Yoimrim Mizmer Shir Li Yom HaShabbos Li Yom Shekulei Shabbos. That's what the Gemara says. And on each one of the other days, it gives a reason. It says, "Berishon maho yoimrim l'shem ha'otzim loya." Why? Al shem shekono v'hikna v'shalit v'olamai. Why? Al shame this, al shame that. It gives a reason for each choice, the choice of this particular mizmah for that particular day. The Gemara gives a reason that it was chosen for this and this reason. Now comes something strange. Where is it? The Musfei de Shabbat and Maho Yoimrim. Now, till now we've been dealing with the Shir Shel Yoim, which we say by Shachas, by the Tomit, Tomit Shel Shachar. What Shir did they say by the Musaf of Shabbos? The Musfei de Shabbat and Maho Yoimrim. Omar Rav Onan Barova, Omar Rav, Haziv Lecho. Now, what on earth does that mean? Haziv Lecho. So, Rashi over here. And then there's a little margin in the Gemara which also says a little differently. Haziv lecho, zog Rashi azar. Haziv lecho means Pashas Shiras Ha'azino. Pashas Shiras Ha'azino. Cholkim oiso l'shisha prokim. What they used to do for the mizmah of the Musaf, they divided Pashas Ha'azino into six chalokim. Six prokem, Horishon Ha'azinu, that's the hay of Haziv Lecho. Hasheni Zocho, that's the Zion of Haziv Lecho. Zochoyim Ha'Zoylam. Hashlishi Yakiveyu Alboma Seoret. In other words, Haziv Lecho are the initial letters of six portions into which Ha'azinu was divided. And what they did by the Musaf on Shabbos is that on Shabbos number one, they said the first of that those six. Hazinu till the Yud. Yeah, and then till the Zion, the Zechayim HaSoylem, then till the, next week that one, and then at the end of the sixth they started again from the beginning. In other words, they didn't say the whole of Hazinu, the Shir of that Shabbos, but they said 1/6 of it every Shabbos, and it went 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then back to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And Haziv Lecho is the initial letters of that. Now it's very interesting in the Gemara. Why doesn't the Gemara say? I think if we would have been asked the question, "Hey, do you know what mizmah they say on Shabbos Musaf?" You would have said, "Yeah, they say Hazinu and this and this and this system." But it doesn't say that. They said Haziv Lecho. It seems that Hazinu used to be called Haziv Lecho. People, instead of saying Hazinu as we say, they say Haziv Lecho. Haziv Lecho. What is Haziv Lecho Teretz is because although it's made up of the initial letters, Hey, Zion, Yud, Vav, and so on, which indicate the six portions, but it also means something. Ziv is shine, is beauty. Haziv Lecho, beauty is yours. And that is Hazinu. And that is Hazinu. See, that explains, Lanius Daiti, that explains the fact that I read out to you before that when it says the mizmah of each day, it says why. They say mizmah le David mizmah, why? Al shem should this and this and this, al shem should this and this and this. But when it comes to the Musaf of Shabbos and they say that the Shir is Haziv Lecho, the Gemara doesn't give a reason. Why doesn't it say al shem this and this and this and this? The Teretz is because if we know good pshat in the Mizmah Shel Yom HaShabbos, which they said by the Tomit Shel Shachar, so we see that Hazinu is simply a continuation of that. Rav Futner explains that what is the Toichen of Shabbos? What is Shabbos? Ayichudu HaShemayim V'Oretz. So Gemara says, Chazal say that it's Klile Debata. It's like you build a house and then you make a Chinuch HaBayis, you make a Simcha. When you move into the house, that's what Shabbos is. That the Rebbeinu Shalom Vayayar Kimas Kola Sha'osa Vine Toiv Me'oid. That's Einik Shabbos. Toiv Me'oid. On Shabbos he looked back on the Bria and he saw that it was Toiv Me'oid. And that is what the Mizmah Shir Yom HaShabbos expresses. Befroyach Roshoim Kmoi Eser Vayotzitzur Kepo Le'oven Lishamdom Adeyad. Those is Hazinu. You have to understand that Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos is Hazinu. Ru'u ato ki ani hu. You know, Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos is the klila de batter, that every Shabbos we look back at the week and we say, Ribbono Shel Olam, everything is for the good. We've lived through those matzavim of Ifroyach Hashem Kmar Esav Vayotzitzur Kapoel Oven. Abba Shabbos tells us Lisham Damadeyad, and that is what Hazina tells us. And that is why I'm saying that this year now, that the Thursday, Friday of Rosh Hashanah moves straight into Hazinu, who knows whether maybe that is not the kavona of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that this year perhaps will be zoche to the Re'u Ato Ki Ani Hu. We will finally understand maybe in this year that all the times that the Ribbono Shel Olam has appeared to us as Hu, that it's really Ani. The Malchus of Rosh Hashanah. The Malchus of Rosh Hashanah. So that's such a strange thing, because we've talked about that before, but it always bears repeating and trying to be mimic in it a little more. The Malchus of Rosh Hashanah. It's so strange. All of us are trained to say that the Avodas Hayom of Rosh Hashanah is to be Mamlech the Ribbono Shel Olam. Malchus is the Avodas Hayom of Rosh Hashanah, and there is a din. That's the finest Shofros. But it's funny, because in the Pasuk, in the Torah, Zichron Teruah, it says Zichron, it says Shofros, it doesn't say Malchus. Malchus doesn't say on Rosh Hashanah. Malchus we learn either from the Chatzaytzras, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, or from Peor. Uvekutzrichem es kutziyatzrichem, lo yisuchalel pasa adachol bekutzrecho, velekle kutziyachol lo yisulaket, leonil laget ha'azoy vazam, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Ani Hashem Elokeichem es Malchus, uvachodesh ha'shvi. So you move from the Ani Hashem Elokeichem into the Chodesh ha'shvi. In other words, Malchus seems to precede, according to this way of learning. The other way you learn from the Chatzaytzras, but that's, we don't want to make too much, it's going to be too long. But let's stick to that shitter. Everything is emes. So let's stick to that aspect of the emes, that the Malchus derive from where? From Shavuos. It's an unbelievable thing. If we look at the Uvekutz Rechem es Ketzir Atzrechem, it's unbelievable what I don't know, what I didn't know. I saw a Rashi this year which wasn't in my head. I don't remember the Rashi. I didn't remember the Rashi. But it's unbelievable what's going on, and I don't know enough. Let's see what Rashi says over here at the end of Shavuos in Emma. So what does it say? That's Shavuos. And so on and so forth. It is very funny. How does that come into here? This pasuk of Kutzachem is Ketziatzachem. Now, it's true that in the Mishpatim we learn in Shemais that Shavuos is the Chakakotzim. That's what it is. Yeah, Shavuos is the Chakakotzim. The Kotzim begins, the harvest begins. Until then, in Sukkos is the Chakakotzim when you take it into the silos after it's dried in the fields. So Shavuos is the Chakakotzim. But over here in Emma, it doesn't say anything about Chakakotzim. It says absolutely nothing. The only thing it says is the korbanos. And you bring the shteyalechem and this and these and these and these other korbanos. And oh, by the way, while you're harvesting, like, what's that going to do with it? And the biggest thing that I didn't know, I apologize for saying like this shiurim. I don't know enough really to be able to say anything. But look, I saw it now, so I can share it with you. See, Rashi says over here in Emma, over Kutzrichem, Choza v'Shona Lava Ola Bishnei Lavin. It repeats it. What do you mean repeats it? I didn't know what it means, he repeats it. And I thought what it means that he repeats it. Because earlier in Kedoshim, it says it also. It says Mamish the same Posuk. What does it say over here? That's in Kedoshim, in Vayikra, Perek Yutes, Posuk Yut, Posuk Tes. And there it's nothing to do with Shavuos over there. And there's such halachos and such halachos. It mentions a few different halachos which don't even have any shaykhos towards each other. That's a different limud. Here, you have to burn noiser, and so on and so forth. And then in the middle of that, the kutzachem is ketzir atzachem, loisachale pasah the chol lektzah, leket ketzir chol loisilaket. Up to here, it's mamish identical with our posuk in Emma. But our posuk in Emma goes on, ani Hashem elakechem, and here there's something in between. V'cham v'chol loisoyleil, v'feret kam v'chol loisilaket, le'yoni v'laget hazayfasam, ani Hashem elakechem. The same ending, but it has the oilelois and peret and oilelois. In the middle, so which is really logical, because why only mention payer? There are all kinds of matnas on him. What's going on over here? So over here in Kedoshim, for whatever reason it belongs there, it belongs there. That doesn't have to reference anything in Emma. The Kedoshim is a series of mitzvahs, which certainly on the surface, difficult to see why these particular mitzvahs in this particular place in this particular sequence, I have no idea. But it's here. There's nothing problematic about that. It is very complete. It doesn't only mention payer. And leket. Yeah, but also the kamachol loisaleil uperet kamachol loislaket. It puts all the matters on him in one go, and it says ani Hashem elakechem. What does Rashi say over there? On ani Hashem elakechem. Rashi says, "Oh, I'm going." Yeah. Ani Hashem elakechem dayin lehipora ve'eni goyva mikem el nefoshes. It's a terrible thing not to give matters on him. That's what he says, nothing to do with Shavuos. Now here, in the end of Shavuos, and introducing after it Rosh Hashanah, it brings only half of that, but it brings it, repeats it. So it doesn't bring the Peret and the Eidolos. So, Zogt Rashi, so why is it over here? So Rashi says, Omar Rav Abdi, Mai Rav Yosef, Ma Ro HaKosov Litnam Be'emtzah HaRegolim. In the middle of the Regolim, it says this Pasuk. Because till now we've had Pesach and Shavuos, and now later on we're going to be having Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. Pesach v'atzeres mikan, v'Rosh Hashanah, v'yom ha-kippurim, v'chag mikan, l'lamdecho, shekol ha-noisen, leket, shikro, peye, le'oni, k'roe, malin olav ki'ilu bono beis ha-mikdash, v'hikriv olav korban asav, v'soicho. I got a problem with this Rashi. I just mention it because shared sorrow is a chatzin echama. What does Rashi say? L'lamdecho shekol ha-noisen leket ha-shikro peye le'oni. Now that's a bad loshen, I think. Ha-noisen. The halacha is tazav by some. You're not giving anything. That's the whole chiddush. The whole chiddush of leket shikro peye of the matnas aniyim is that you're not giving. See, this is a moyer degezach. What's going on over here? Let's take it easy. I'll get back to this kasha and then we'll finish the shiur. It's getting too long. What's going on over here? Out of context, yeah, we're dealing with Shavuos, that's true, and Shavuos is the Chag HaKotzi, that's also true, but we're not mentioning it over here. We already mentioned it in Mishpatim, and later on in Re'eh, Mehochel Chem, Mishpakona, Kakoma, the hints that Sukkot is an agricultural yontif. Torah Kotzeh in Mishpatim Chag HaKotzeh, good. So it's a harvest festival of the Kotzeh. But here it brings only half. It doesn't bring the Peret Eilulos in the middle of nowhere without any context. What's going on? So Rashi brings the Chazal. It's coming to tell us that if you, well, Rashi says, give like a check from payer to the, I don't understand. Rashi is such a great medakdek, so why doesn't he say been the schar that you're oizef? I don't know why it says that. Maybe somebody asked because I haven't seen it. Well, I called upon him to tell us, like, you built the Beis Hamikdash. Why you built the Beis Hamikdash? Now, let's see the Lashon again. Maror HaKosov Litno Be'emtzor Golem Pesach Atzeres Mikan V'Rosh Hashanah V'Yom HaKippurim V'Chag Mikan L'Lamdecho Shekol HaNoisen Leket Shikro Peyo Leone K'Roe Malin Olof Ki'ilu Bono Beis Hamikdash V'Hikrif Olof Korbonos B'Saifai. So the Maral is a ganze Meise in the Duarie, that what the Chazal are saying over here is that giving or being oizev the leker shikro peyo, the matonas, to the aniyim is the equivalent of bringing a korban to the Beis Hamikdash. I want to tell you what I think is going on over here, and Chazal say that this is the malchios of Rosh Hashanah. So it turns out, I think, again, you, probably all of you are listening to this year, probably heard in yeshiva, and when you were learning that Avodas Hayom of Rosh Hashanah is Kabbalah's Malchus Shemaim, is Malchios. It sounds a little bit different over here, that Malchios is a Hakdoma to Rosh Hashanah, that Avodas Hayom of Rosh Hashanah is to present ourselves L'din, Zichro and Teruah, and the Kabbalah's Malchus, in other words, that Rosh Hashanah starts Ke'ilu and Shavuos. Uvekutzuchem es ketzir atzuchem, while you're harvesting, you have to be mamlech me. See, because what's the pshat? The pshat is like this peyo. We've talked that before. Ya'ele dvorim she'en lehem shira. Peyo doesn't have a shir. You can leave one stalk. If you leave one stalk in a field of 5,000 acres, if you leave one little stalk of wheat, you've been mekayim the mitzvah. You haven't been particularly generous, but you've been mekayim the mitzvah of payah, and that's malchus. What kind of malchus is that? Is it so hard to leave one stalk of payah? Tell us this portion. Yeah, if you don't have to leave anything, then it's yours. This is yours. Take it. Sei gesund. This one stalk is laughing at you and saying, Tyra Yengel, it's not yours, it's mine, it's the Rebbeinu Sholem's, and I insist that you leave one. That means I don't want you to take it all, because wanting to take it all means it's yours, and Yankel, it's not yours, it's mine. You are mamlich me when you leave that single stalk, because what you're saying is not something about the single stalk. What you're saying is about the entire harvest which you're bringing in, that it's the Ribbono Shel Olam's, and that's what you're doing. You're taking your nene from the shulchan of the Ribbono Shel Olam. I want to finish with this concept. Yeah, I mean, and that is the malchus apparently of Kedesh Tamlichuni Alechem. Remember we learned before from Rav Etner that the gate of malchus is, be my Eved. I want to be your Eved. I don't want to have anything in my life that is not oriented towards you. My life should be your life. And thank you, Ribbono Shel Olam, for making me leave this stupid little stalk over here. Obviously, if I'm going to be a half a mensch, I'm going to leave more than that for the Aniyim. The Chomim came along and said 50, 60, a ganze Pasha. Aber mit der Reise, it's only one stalk. I don't need more than one stalk. Because that stalk tells me, Ribbono Shel Olam, I am your Eved. That is how we have to enter Rosh Hashanah and stell ourselves to the Din. In other words, I don't think I've seen this anywhere, and I'm hesitate to say that this is so, but it seems to me that in the context of all the things that we have learned today, it's possible to say that this is what it is. That is maybe the shoyrish of the Din of Rosh Hashanah. Yeah? I want you to come into Rosh Hashanah fresh from Shavuos. I want you to remember the Malchus that you were Mekabel on Shavuos, that your life is my life, that your actions are my actions, that your goals are my goals. That's what I want you to know. Now I'm going to judge you how well you have done that. Could be that the Mishpat of Rosh Hashanah, at essence, within itself, what is it? It's a judgment of how well you have become an Eved Hashem as you learned to be on Shavuos. That is the shit of the Mandoma, who says that Malchus is Murumus in over Kutzes Remes Ketziat Zachem. It doesn't belong in here. A few Pashis back, we learned it already before in Kedoshim. So what's it doing here again? It's telling you, you know what? When you give it to the Oni, it's like the Korban. What's the Korban? The Korban in the Beis HaMikdash is that I'm being made to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Everything is yours. Everything is yours. Ribbono Shel Olam, everything is yours. There's only you, Yichud. Chazal say, Haneuro, okay, La Godel is Bereshis, Hagibur is Shemois, Haneuro is Vayikro. That means you're the single one, you're the only one. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad is Keneged Vayikro. And that's what we do in the Korbanos. In the Korbanos, we say to the Ribbono Shel Olam, everything is yours. Everything is yours. And that's what I did when I leave the stupid little grain, what do you call it, stalk, to the Aniyim. It's like a korban, it's like the biggest korban in the world. Because it's not the grain, the stalk. It's the Metziah is my entire harvest. It's not mine, it's the Ribbono Shel Olam's. That is how we're supposed to go into Rosh Hashanah. And Mimela, I want like do the two halves of the Shia today have something to do with this? Rather, the answer to that is yes. Because we're building the whole of Hazina and everything that we learned before, and Hazina's shaychus to Shabbos, right? That Shabbos, just like Shabbos is the klila, the butter, is the satisfaction of the world, the understanding that everything that happens in this world is from the Ribbono Shel Olam and is it for the good, and the Ribbono Shel Olam is always the Ani. That's where Hazinu and Shabbos lock into each other, and that is where the payer locks into that also, and Rosh Hashanah, meaning that what is Rosh Hashanah, like we learned just now, it's the test to the extent of your avdus to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's the test of the extent, Kedei Shetamlichuni Aleichem, are you the kind of person whose entire life is oriented towards the Ribbono Shel Olam? Are you that kind of person? If that is the din, so that grows out from Peyer. Peyer tells you that you're an Eved Hashem, and Rosh Hashanah confirms that, and hopefully we hope that the din which we're going to have to go through this Rosh Hashanah should confirm that for each one of us. Kivnei Moron, it's a scary business. The din is for each individual. There's nobody we can hide behind. We always like to be part of a crowd when it comes to din, and sort of become anonymous. But that's not the case on Rosh Hashanah. Kol boi oylem, oivrim lefonav kivnei moron. And perhaps we should try and be zocheh in such a din that we can say to the Ribbono Shel Olam, I've tried to live my life as your Eved, meaning in conformance with your ideals, your ideas, your wants, and your interests. And to the extent that we'll be able to do that, so we'll be zocheh to sifron shel tzadikim im yetzeh Hashem. And the ikka is that this year perhaps should be mekuyim and will be mekuyim. Who knows? The du'uki ru'uki ani hu. This yontif this year, which sort of pours itself out into Shiras Hazinu, will go through Rosh Hashanah Thursday, Friday, and straight from that Friday we move into Parshas Hazinu and Shabbos. Who knows what secrets are in store for us to be revealed.